Well, a group of businesses and community members are calling for the government to step in and curb increasing postal prices. New Zealand Post is increasing its prices for a number of services from July the 1st. Sending a standard letter will rise 30 cents from $1.70 up to $2. And business customers will notice a 30% increase when sending bulk mail. Action Group spokesperson Madison Burgess-Smith joins us now. Kia ora, good morning, Madison.
Oh, morena, thanks very much for having us on.
Which sectors of the community are you most worried about here?
As a group, we're particularly concerned about the impact that this is going to have on our rural, our elderly communities. But those are just some people who are already struggling with the digital connectivity divide. But this is an issue for all New Zealanders. If you're someone who enjoys anything coming through the post, be that a letter from grandma or your favourite magazine, this is going to have an impact on you because the publishers and the printers who put that collateral in the mailbox for you are no longer going to be able to afford to use New Zealand's postal network.
You talk about enjoying getting a letter. I mean, it's pretty rare these days, isn't it, to receive or post mail?
It is, and we know across the world that this is declining, but the prices at which New Zealand Post is increasing it for New Zealanders are essentially going to cut off large collectors of our community who still heavily rely on receiving stuff through the post box. When we compare ourselves overseas during the same period, you know, we've risen by 100% in 5 years. The UK, they've gone up by 33%. Australia, 20%. Canada, 70%. But what we've seen here is the New Zealand government, who owns New Zealand Post, essentially trying to cut off our postal network by stealth when many New Zealanders are just not ready for that.
Isn't it just a supply and demand issue, though? Doesn't New Zealand Post need to do whatever it takes to cover the cost of that?
At the end of the day, they are a state-owned enterprise, and the postal network is a public good like any other public good. In the same way that we need to subsidise getting healthcare at the doctor or your kid to school, in the same way that the 5G network is subsidised, it's a public good to be able to connect with each other, and that's what our main concern is. You go to the States, and the US subsidise their postal network by $3 billion a year. We totally understand the need to start digitising more, but the truth is connectivity across large parts of our rural communities, as well as our elderly's ability to engage with that, is still lagging behind, and these people can't afford to be cut off in the interim. We need a just transition that enables everyone to maintain connection. At the end of the day, there is a deed of understanding that exists between New Zealand Post and the government that says they will maintain a universal network, and they are failing to do that when people can't afford to use it.
Yeah, the government has been subsidising things. I think the funding arrangement is coming to an end to be refixed there. So you've written to politicians. What responses have you had so far from them?
At the end of the day, this is a massive cost of living issue in what is an election year. So you can imagine the opposition is certainly incensed by this. But we are waiting to hear back from the government still. New Zealanders are shocked to know that this is going on. There has been no consultation process. So we do think our group will continue to grow in momentum over the coming weeks. And we look forward to the government engaging with us on this.
Thanks very much for your time this morning. That is Madison Burgess-Smith. She's the head of an action group looking to hopefully keep the cost of sending letters down.